This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Greece's prime minister on Thursday described the devastating wildfires that burned across the country for more than a week as the greatest ecological catastrophe Greece has seen in decades. The fires broke out as the country roasted during the most intense and longest heat wave experienced since 1987. Hundreds of wildfires erupted across the country, stretching Greece's firefighting capabilities to the limit and leading the government to appeal for help from abroad. Hundreds of firefighters, along with planes, helicopters, and vehicles, arrived from 24 European and Middle Eastern countries to assist. The prime minister says, quote, "We managed to save lives, but we lost forests and property," adding authorities had faced around 100 active blazes each day. The situation is much improved Thursday, but he warns the danger of more blazes is still present. The Taliban seized the strategic Afghan city of Ghazni Thursday, just 150 kilometers or 95 miles from Kabul, their most important gain in a lightning offensive that has seen them overrun 10 provisional capitals in a week. The Interior Ministry confirmed the fall of the city, which lies along a major highway and serves as a gateway between the capital and militant strongholds in the south. Authorities in Kabul have now effectively lost most of northern and western Afghanistan and are left holding a scattered group of contested cities also dangerously at risk. The conflict has escalated dramatically since May, when U.S.-led forces began the final stage of a troop withdrawal due to end later this month following 20 years. In less than a week, the insurgents have taken 10 provincial capitals and encircled a large city in the north. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.